We were still in the middle of Tosos. I wanted to mention one other erva that we left off on the chart, but we left off Achoso. Rather embarrassing. Kind of obvious, it's even in the Mishnah. But anyway, I still owe you two things. I owe you a chart, which I plan to type up, not in that form, but just a list. And I also owe you Chazara questions. I haven't forgotten about those. I'm going to try to do them today. No promises, but I'll do my best. We were in the middle of that Tosso still. And we left off... Yeah, Chaim has... What? What? Achosa. What's the answer to that? Apostle and Chomesh Karis. Oh yeah, okay. So again, the only things that have the death penalty are Eishes Ish, Eishes Aviv, Eishes Beno. In Eishes Aviv you can include Imo, Isha Ubita, Behema, and Zachar. Six Arayas. That's it. And I know that Isha Ubita includes nine different people, but it's easy
for... What do you call the Bat Kohen?
That's Eishes Ish.
Oh, you're right.
Eishes Ish comes in three flavors. Skila, right. Sreif, and Chenek. You choose some of them. Okay. Okay. Anyway, so we were up to, in Tosfos, starting to ask the question, why didn't we list a bunch of other things? So, v'im tomar, it's the last two words on a line. What's that?
Which line?
I don't know. It's in Tosfos Valakutis. It's about six lines before, full lines before the end of Tosfos. V'im Tomar, v'amaylo chashiv nami amana lekoin gadol, grusha v'chalutza lekoin hedyot. You see how habituated we are to calling chalutza daraisa, because chalutza is only. I mean, in this case, it wouldn't matter. I guess it could be even the rabbanons. So Tosfos says, why not count these? Why not say that a Kohen who is Ba'al HaGrusha or Ba'al HaChalutza or a Kohen Gadol who's Ba'an Almana, as strange as that seems, you'd expect of all people the Kohen Gadol would not be being Ma'anes or Mefateh. In fact, a Kohen Gadol has a very interesting status there, because any woman, even if she weren't an Almana, as soon as he's Ba'an a woman, he could no longer marry her then. She wouldn't be Basula anymore. Strange as that may sound. For the first bia, it would only be an Isser Aseda. Okay, so the Tosa says, V'yishlomar de b'psul kuhuna lo kamayri. Alright, when the Mishnah is not listing p'sulei kuhuna, it's only listing regular p'sulei kahal. Then, v'hadlo toni mitzri ve'adomi, which are p'sulei kahal, they're not p'sulei kuhuna specifically. So, mishum sheyishlohem heter, inami lochashiv elachai ve'lavin. Either because they are different in that they eventually have heter, or because we only count chayve lavin and those isuri assay. What other isuri assay are there? The one other one is besula lekohen gadol. Okay, fine. And then avokat what? Beula, excuse me, beula lekohen gadol. Lack of a besula. Thank you. Who said that? I didn't. Thank you much. Okay, and then Tosa says, but the Abakasha the less name master grushaso mishanises vinivala shalokadarka. So why does Tosha say this? This is a strange scenario. And is it a problem with it anyway? So master grushaso has to be a case where Vahalcha the Hoysali Ishakher. So the assumption is, and there must be a Beferish Gemara about this, but I don't remember where this Gemara would be, is that in order to be a violation of Maaseh Grushaso, she has to have Nisuin with the second husband. It's not enough to have Erusin. The man divorces his wife, and then she has Nisuin with another man, and as Erusin, it sounds from Tosos, she gets divorced or widowed from that there's no Isser Maaseh Grushaso. But if she had Nisuin, but the problem is, of course, if she has Nisuin, then what's the problem? She's not a psul anymore. So the answer is nivala shaloka darka. Right? So I think we mentioned this already. Bia, halachically speaking, we've spoken about this, haven't we? Or no? Yeah. We saw it in the shalah. So bia can either be bia kadarka, bia shaloka darka. Bia shaloka darka obviously doesn't damage the psulim. So she's technically still a psula for these purposes, for kanas purposes. Okay. So then Tosa says, v'od havimatze misna yivama lashuk. Okay, and you can ignore with the part in the brackets. It doesn't belong here, and it certainly doesn't make any sense here. V'yesh lomar d'tana v'shier. that the Mishnah is not comprehensive. Now, this answer, by the way, could answer everything. All the questions fall away once you say Tana Vashir. The Gemara made a diuk Tana Tani Elu Viat Amris Tana Vashir. The Tana said Elu. These are the ways, you know, suggesting that it's comprehensive, and you come along and say Tana Vashir. So the Gemara thinks that when it says Elu, it's a comprehensive list. The Tosa says, no, Hacha the Tani Vesefa Ve'elu Shalem Kras Lo Shayach Lameda Kachi. As once you have two halves, so clearly the Mishnah is leaving stuff out, and therefore it should have been listed in one place. It's not listed in either. The bottom line is that's because the Mishnah is not comprehensive. What is the Mishnah doing when you have an Elu Yesh for Elu Ein? It's really trying to draw basically the lines. It's picking the liminal cases and showing you why one falls on one side and one falls on the other. Okay. Meshayer bereisha kedash on perakam mizbeach mekadesh. Now mizbeach mekadesh tektani ve'edu psulam makodesh ve'edu sheim psulam makodesh meshayer bereisha ubeseifa. The Odiyei Shlomar Tosa says the hacha lo chashiv ela psulei kahal. You could do away with the question of machzir grushaso and yivam alashuk because those are not psulei kahal. They are only psulim on a specific individual. Zach.
Is there a difference
between
lo chashiv and lo
kamari? Where you see is Tosa switch?
Yeah.
Technically, there is a difference. Lo chashiv means it doesn't bother to count it. Lo kamari means it's systematically excluding certain types of things.
I think he does it like twice in each one. So, lo kamari.
Right, so he wants to say, because at that point, 1 second. And then, I don't know why. I don't think there's a difference here. Technically speaking, one could distinguish the language, but I think he's using it the same way here. Okay, fine. The next Tosos I won't read, but he just, you, when you have, yes.
In the case of the
Master Grishaso, I'm sorry, we didn't explain something here. Did I skip a line there? Or no, it's... 1 second. I skipped a line. Nobody called me on it. What's wrong with you guys? I didn't skip a bekava. I tell you if I'm skipping something. What's the problem with Maaseh Grushaso? Well, here's the problem. In order to violate... So let's assume for the moment that there's an issue of Maaseh Grushaso once she has Nisei Sliacher. Fine. So she's a psula still because she was Nivela Shalakadarka. So now ask yourself the question, though. What is the Isser in being Machzir Grushaso? So the assumption Tosfos has is to have Bia with your ex-wife who married another man and is now divorced. So that doesn't violate the Isser of Machzir Grushaso. Why? Because it says, Le'yuchal ba'ala ha'rishon asher shalacha la'shud l'kachta li'os lo li'isha acharei asher hutama. The prohibition is on Kiddushin in Bia, not on Bia. So if that's the case... if he only had Bia with her, it doesn't violate the Isser. So you'll say, how might you have a case in which he had Bia with her after being what? After being Machzira? Well, the answer is, he's married to her. This is not only Semifat anymore. You can't have marital rape. But obviously it has to be a case where he's not remarrying his Grusha. Because then it's not only Semifat. Number one, she's an Eishas Ish. Number two, she's his Eishas Ish. So even though marital rape is prohibited under... you know, Gedarim of Ahavta L'Recha Mocha and Nezikin, generally, it is not in the category of Ones and Mefate. Okay, so it has to be that you didn't remarry. But if you didn't remarry her, then there's no Isser. So why would you think that you're Pater on Ones and Mefate? So the answer, Tosos get to suggest why this should be a question. This is a little bit crazy. This is scratching your head this way to claim that the Tana left something out. In a case that can't exist unless you hold like Rabbi Akiva, why? So he says, Bikomakon Rabbi Akiva. So again, that by Masi Grushaso, that if you just have Bia with her after she got divorced or widowed from the second man, there is no violation of the Lam. Because there was no kiddushin, mikol makom l'Rabbi Akiva da Amar ain kiddushin tosim b'machzir grushaso lesne. Tosis doesn't spot. What does he mean? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, what is the issur b'machzir grushaso? What does it have to be a case of?
Bia.
A case of bia only. Why? Because even if you did Kiddushin, there would be Tosim, because it would be a lav. So that's what Tosfos... I think there's what to quibble with here with Tosfos, but let's accept it for the moment. So that's what Tosfos says. According to Rabbi Akiva, you could have listed Machzor Grusha. So according to everybody else, you could have listed Yavam HaLashuk. So I understand the kasha of Yavam HaLashuk. The kasha, according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to build a large edifice and assume that every part holds, and then you have a kasha. Okay. Fine. The next Tosfos I didn't ask you to look at, but you should, when you have time, if you avail time. Yes. The second time you interrupted me saying the same thing. Go ahead. I think you asked me a question when I started. Go ahead.
For the new Lashon Hara thing, though, but does it even matter? I thought we said what she needs in the student. She has a cheskas, she don't want to cheskas soon. Even fine. So she was... In fact, she was going to be shlokadarka, but I thought we assumed that if there's a suin.
So that is true by Ksuba, and that may be true, but I don't know if it's true. The question is it true here? Did we encounter anything out in the Midrash Halacha along these lines? If you have a Besulam and a Nisuan, I thought we say she does get Knas. For other purposes, a Besulam and a Nisuan is Ksuba Samana. So you have to find... You're thinking about what we did in Bikias, no?
I don't remember. I just remember asking you that.
I think in Bikias, well, you know, in the fourth parak, you have such a thing. But I don't know if that's true by Knas. I somehow want to say that we somehow encountered something explicit about this. Tosis is certainly assuming that way. Okay. Can I, Mati, try one more time? Okay, you should, if you have the chance, when you finish the Makaros, you should do the other Tosfos, even when I focus on them. This is a very simple Tosfos, HaBaal Gyoshi. He just points out that the Mishnah uses extraneous language. It's HaBaal ABC, HaBaal DEF, HaBaal GHI. It could have just said HaBaal A through I, but he just says because each one has a different characteristic. The first one are Nashim, more fundamentally Ksheiros, but because of their, and because they got their status undone before they reach the age of three in a day, the Becheskas Pesulim, the second one are Psulei Kol, the third one are Isuri Arayos. Okay, fine.
Isn't that matching from the structure itself? Like the structure of the Mishnah, you can tell that they're sort of groupings.
Correct. So Tosfos points out what is, not it's not that, not that big a Kiddush. Now, I think also we did not do the Yerushalmi. Did we do Yerushalmi inside? I know a few spoke about it, maybe only Seder. So I want to go back and do the Yerushalmi about Kuti for a moment. So we in the Bavli didn't say anything about Kuti. Rashi said Kuti Mager Arayas. Tosa says, cannot be Gere Arayas, number one, because they would be Goyim and not get a Knasa, number two, because our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir holds that Kuti Mager Emes. Rashi, we thought, held like the Chachmei Provence, that Ger Arayis, but they're Jewish because Halacha Kulam Ger him, and that is why she gets a Knas. What he would do with the question of Rabbi Meir, he would say that the Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Meir in all respects. Nagar.
A quick question.
Yes.
Is there a similar sugya like in the Bavli that we find in the Yerushalmi here? I mean, like, does the Bavli?
Yes, we just read it in Kiddushin, I and Hamad Beis.
In Kedula,
no.
Okay.
Nope. The Bavli sort of takes it for granted. One of the things you find in the Yerushalmi probably often, not always, is that sugyos get... it happens in the Bavli also, but sugyos get duplicated. If there's a place where that it's relevant, so it will be duplicated.
I'm just curious, is it possible that the Yerushalmi had more of a reason to talk about Kutin as opposed to Bavli?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. The Bavli also doesn't talk about Nesinim here. The Yerushalmi does.
How many Nesinim or Kutim are in Bavli as opposed to in Yerushalayim? I'm just curious.
I doubt there are either Kutim or Nesinim in Yerushalayim at the time of the Mishnah. But I don't even know if the Nesinim exist in the time of the Mishnah. They exist in Ezra's time. That he still exists as a group in the mid-time of the Mishnah. What's that? I don't know.
I'm assuming they existed, or at least some must have existed, nor if you bother.
Could be.
But just like,
Sam?
There's some guys that are like Rebbe made an entire city of Tinas. I think Rob is an Rebbe.
I'm not arguing, I just it's like puzzling.
Yeah, it's weird.
Who? Where?
I don't know, I can try to find it.
Okay. Fine. So anyway, the Yerushalmi comments about Kutim. Who would like to read, which brave soul would like to read the Yerushalmi? I will not force anybody to read this Yerushalmi unless I get no volunteers. Ah, dear.
Just to be fair, we cheated because we asked you about it in Seder.
So. You what?
I said we asked you about it in Seder a few days ago.
That's okay.
So Atta command Amar.
You're so honest. Okay. Go ahead.
Atta command Amar Kuti Kisrael, the Kodavar Baram.
Kodavar, comma. Biram, however.
Biram, command Amar Kuti Kigoi Mobada.
Okay. So firstly, let me just give it. So some of you, this is, might be the first time you're looking at Yerushalmi. How many of you have studied Yerushalmi before? Who am I have not studied? Who have not studied Yerushalmi before? Open up the Yerushalmi as opposed to rely upon the Mishonim citing their passages. Okay. How many of you have read Yerushalmi? That's what I want to know. And how many have not read Yerushalmi? Oh, okay. Very good. So, for the benefit of those who have not read Yerushalmi, for the benefit of those who think that you've read Yerushalmi, so firstly, Asya just means it's ba, it means it comes, it works according to the Shita, Kemanda Amar, Kuti Ki Yisrael L'chal Davar. But, however, Kemanda Demar, now Demar, the Yerushalmi has a nasty habit of dropping alephs. They just fall all over the place. So when you see Resh Strich, ba, it doesn't mean that Rebbe came, it means Rabbi Abba. Okay, so you more often than not, you're going to get man de mar. It's man de omar. It's all over the place. If something's not working and you don't get it, try adding an aleph. Okay, so command amar kuti gedo abiram command amar kuti gedo lo bido. It's probably lo bizos. In other words, it doesn't work according to that shita. Da is the word that means this, right? You know that word da, right? Yes, and it's the same word. No, it's not. Okay, it's cognate with Hebrew zeh, or zos probably, because Dalet and Zion switch. Okay.
Does the elephant switch?
What?
Does the elephant switch? Is that like a common
thing? I don't know. I'm asking. No. I mean, as vowel markers, they're the same. They don't matter.
Okay,
go ahead. Now, Adir, continue. Now the Yerushalmi is going to fill in the background. What is this machlokas? Whether or not kuti is ki Yisrael l'chal davar or kuti is ki goy? The ispalgun.
The ispalgun kuti ki goy di be Rebbe. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer kuti ki Yisrael l'chal davar.
So the ispalgun means they had a machlokas, and it was machlokas Rebbe and his father, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. There are those who claim that Rebbe was not actually the son of Rabbi Shimon Leo and that he wasn't the descendant. There's scholars written about that. Ari Lam has brought to my attention, but I'm not sure that it's so compelling or convincing. But who knows? Anyway, Rebbe Huda Nasi was the successor Nasi to Rabbi Shimon Leo, and we usually assume that he was his son. So anyway, he argues with his father, which is a very important point. It's not the only place they argue. So now the Yerushalmi suggested that this Mishnah only works according to Rabbi Shimon Leo. It doesn't work according to Rebbe. Which would be another interesting Musar, because it would show you Rebbe's humility. There's a Rashash in Sanhedrin who points out in the first Mishnah, how many Dayanim do you need for Dinei Mamonos? Three. But Rebbe Shita and Tosefta is five. But yet when he was shown the Mishnah, he accepted the fact that even though he disagreed, he taught what was the majority opinion and left his opinion completely out. So in this case, we'd have a Mishnah that is in accordance with not Rebbe. Okay? Yet he left the Mishnah as it was. Okay. So anyway, so now the Yerushalmi wants to try an approach which you recognize. Go ahead. Maybe you could say that this Mishnah works even according to the Manda Amar, Kuti is Kigoy. Now, what is this? Now, note, by the way, what's the difference between Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's formulation about a Kuti? There is a difference, actually. It doesn't say L'chol Davar, which may be what leads the Yerushalmi to make its suggestion. That's Ki Yisrael L'chol Davar means what? Vadai. He's a Jew for all purposes. When Rebbe says kigoy, but he doesn't say l'chol davar, that implies perhaps not l'chol davar. And if you're going to say he's a goy for some things and not a goy for other things, why would that be? Because you were being machmir because you weren't sure. So now the Yerushalmi says afilu tema kuti gedoy kuti.
Kuti mishum mahim sunin, no mishum
goy de'ever. Isn't it because some goyim and avodim got mixed up amongst them? Or they never converted properly, or a suffix where they converted properly. And the din is goy ve'eved. So in other words, kuti could have the din of Safek Kasher, Safek Mamzer. And either way, we'd have a Kanas, even if it turned out that the Kutis was a Mamzeris. So the Yushalmi says, no, doesn't work. Why?
The Chumrin, all the Inyan Mishpacha, at Avadle, Goy the Eved, Hababa, Ishal, Havlad Mamzer.
So this is very hard to translate. I'm not sure. Lechumrin could be the Yushalmi's claim is, no, you're only machmir to treat him in that direction if it was evident a goy. But you're not makil, because the other possibility is that there was a shifcha or a goya who intermarried, and maybe this kutis is a descendant, direct descendant of that person, and is a Jewish. So that's lechumrin, you only go lechumrin. Le'inyin mishpacha rabbi le'goy ve'rabas yisrav le'mamzer. That makes sense. In other words, if they convert, it doesn't help, because they might be a mamzer, and a mamzer who's Jewish can't convert. However, le'inyin kanas. Right. In other words, but lagabi kanas, you should treat it like Yisrael habala goya. The vlad is a goy, and they get no kanas. So that's what the Ushalmi says, that if you hold that kuti is not ki Yisrael l'chadavar, it's because there's a suffix whether the kuti is Jewish or not, and if the suffix whether they're Jewish or not, so if they're not Jewish, they get no kanas. So that's why in that direction you're machmir as well, because the chumrah is, what's the chumrah by mamanos? You're not motzi. You're not motzi. Motzi mechav haraya. So when you machmir by dinei mamanos, you leave it where it is, because there's no chumrah akula principle by mamanos, because the chumrah for one is akula for the other, and vice versa. Yaakov.
Why would the Yerushalmi need to go through the whole pilpul if they could just say that if kutim were possible because of mamzerim, or sorry, got a knas because they were mamzerim, that it's just repetitive in the Mishnah?
No, because it's a different kind, safek mamzeris or something like that.
But that's only your diuk in kigoy and
The Yerushalmi is not saying by any account that they're Vaday Mamzerim.
It's not.
So that's a question. If you hold that the Kuti is Kigoy, it means you're not sure of his lineage. He might be a Mamzer, he might be Jewish, he might be not Jewish. I think so. In other words, I think the choices aren't he's either a Mamzer or a Goy. In other words, not that if he's Yisrael, he's a Mamzer, and if he's not, he's a Goy. He might also be a Kasher. You can assume that for the Yerushalmi.
I mean, it doesn't deal in those terms, though. It just says Goy and Mamzer. It's only your deal. I don't know.
Well, in other words, but you're the only way to avoid your question, I think, is that.
Is it? Okay, fine.
Schlein.
So, this line of thinking the Yerushalmi obviously falls over Yekiva.
Yes. It's not only Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva has to hold that way. But there are Amoraim in the Bavli who hold that way, even though they don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. They hold like Shimon HaTemani. Because remember, Shimon HaTemani may also say that Ever Bachum Abba Basi Shav Lad Mamzer, because Kiddush Shor and Tosin. Okay. Fine. Now let's take a look at one more Yerushalmi. I think this is not a hard one, but there's a prelude to our Tosfos. So what's the Yerushalmi's question? The Mishnah says Habal Eishes Achiv is Chayiv Knas. What are you talking about? Habal Eishes Achiv Kna'a. Because the Yerushalmi doesn't want to say what. Initially, you don't think that he has children. Why not?
She would not be a Besula.
So the Yerushalmi's answer is he has children from another wife. There was a simpler answer that Rashi gives, and Tosfos points out as well, which is Girsha. Right? The din of Yiva only applies when a man's brother dies married to a woman and has no living descendants whatsoever. He has no living descendants. But if he divorces his wife before he dies, so then she's asura because of Eishes Achiv Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah, period. Zach?
That's a just simple answer. It's almost like
Yerushalmi
doesn't hold by it.
I would faster say, no, it's not possible. There are Beferish Mishnayos, I think, in Yevamos. I think that the answer is that you want to point out that you can even have a case with Almana. I think so. Okay, the same thing, by the way, is true. So immediately, who does this Mishnah hold like? Definitionally. It's a case of nisarsa v'nisgarsha, or nisarsa v'nisamrla. So who must this Mishnah be? Rabbi Akiva. Because if it were Rabbi Yose HaGalili, there would be no knas. Okay, so that's the first step. Okay, now, Tosfos comments about this. First he quotes the Yerushalmi, and then you get to the really interesting part of Tosfos. So first, I think you could continue. You're on a roll. Yes.
Here's Rabbeinu Hanan, the part of Yerushalmi, Eshet Achiv Veloye Vama, Jahilo, Vishkukalo, Maknas Vikare Shayachba, Mashi Vishyeshlo Banim, Esha Acheret, Ba'ayre Vimeid Min Ha'erusin, Vadin de Havamatsi the Okma Kishikirsha.
Okay, could have been made that, but I made this one. So now Tosus asks the Kasha. The Kasha.
The Kasha would read.
So firstly, so let's step back for a moment. Why does Rav Papa say this Mishnah must be by Mefuta? Yaakov. What's that?
There's a contradiction between this case and another case.
How so? Explain.
I'm forgetting now.
Okay. Why does Rapapa say it must be a mafuta? Somebody. Why does the Mishnah have to be mafuta, not anusa? What? You guys saw the Tosis, right? Okay, why does Rav Papa say it must be Mefuta? So here's a object lesson number one on how to learn a Tosfos. If Tosfos quotes a Gemara, look it up. Don't think that you would be the first ones who fail to do that. Many of us fail to do that at times, self certainly included. So why must it be a Mefuta? Mr. Shimon?
If she wasn't a Nusa, she would obviously get a class and we would have no halal, you know, she doesn't have class. So she...
No, Rav Papa says that if it was Anusa, she gets no knas. Why not? Why must it be a Mefuta? Daniel.
Can't it be because it's a Kamlei with Rav Aminei?
It's a Kamlei. How is it a Kamlei with the Rav Aminei? Sam, can you just close the back? Shade. Thank you. Go ahead, Daniel.
Oh. Because if it's Anusa, then isn't he Chayav Misa if he does it?
So, well, he's not Chayav Misa per se, but what is he Chayav? He's a rodeif, right? The Mishnah says in the beginning of the eighth, not beginning of the eighth parak, in the middle of the eighth parak, Ben Sora Moreh, Ve'elu hein shematzin la'sam arasham, harodech achachver lahargo v'achazachar v'acharnar ha'me'orasa. So if a man is chasing, and the Gemara will say, any even all the chayvei krisus, okay? If that's the case, so when he's in the act of raping her, someone has a mitzvah to kill him then to stop him from committing the aveira. Only by kresus, not by isurei bia, not by a penuya, but by chayve kresus, he's chayev. Someone else is theoretically supposed to step in and kill him to prevent him from doing the act. And if that's the case, it's like the you know the story of someone is baba machteres, or they're a rodef and they break kalim in the process. What's the din? They're potter because of kamlei rabine, because someone who is in the act of redifa is considered, if you want to call it, chayiv misa in beis din. And it's really, when a person kills them, they're almost like a shaliach beis din. There are a number of proofs to this. One of them is kamlei rabine, but maybe that's circular for me to argue that here. But another one is that the Gemara has a havamina that you don't do it on, you can't kill someone above machteres on Shabbos. Why not? The answer is because Beis Din is not manish on Shabbos. Right? Mitzat Pikoch Nefesh, that can't be the Havamina, because you know you mechal Shabbos to save life. So that the problem is not the Chil Shabbos and killing him. The problem is killing him on Shabbos. And why is that a problem? Because Beis Din, having nothing to do with Malacha, is not manish on Shabbos. Alex?
Once he stops having a status of Rodef, though, we don't kill him after that.
That is correct. So it's different than a regular mises beis din, because if the act ends and all is done, then the death sentence is lifted. But while it's there, it's as if he is chayiv mises beis din. And by a chayiv of mises beis din, we say kam lebi the rabba minei, even if you didn't actually get the misa. And that's why Rav Papa says that this mishnah here, mamzeres nesina, fine. Kedikutis giorah shivcha and shvuya, fine. But bachoso v'alachos ova achos ima v'alachos ishto v'al eishes achiv and al anida, those are all arayos, and a person who is being rodev after such a woman who is trying to rape her is chayiv misa based in at the moment, in the moment, not afterwards. In fact, because these are not, it's all krasos. No, because the mechayiv, the time that, in other words, you could always pay the knas when I burn your house down on Shabbos. I could pay the knas. I could pay the money afterwards on pata. That's kam le'drami. Well, the chiyuv is while he's raping her. When he's not raping her, he's not raping her anymore. Right? In other words, the shah, which...
There was never time for the knas to be chal.
Correct. Correct. Exactly. And I like that formulation because even though it's not nogei l'tosvos, it should bother you. Taka, what is the answer if you don't hold like Rav Papa? Because Tosfos says it's extremely difficult. What are the alternatives, Benny?
Isn't the knas only... It only happened at the Hamad of the Din, which is why, you know, she needed
a book. Nah. No, so that's very clear. The Shah, that's Machai, it's very clear when you look at Kam Levi the Rabba Minei, that you need the original Maisa to be a Maisa Machayit. It may be that the Shah's Chiyah for various purposes only counts by the Psak Din, or Hamad Abedin, but in terms of whether or not in principle you're Chayiv, undoubtedly it stems from your action. If your action was one which inherently could not be Chayiv because the action generates another punishment, then you don't... then you don't pay the money either. So Alex was suggesting something which the Gemara raises, a bizarre possibility. There is a machlokas. I'm not even sure exactly what the machlokas is. Or I know what one shita is, but what is the definition halachically of bia? There are two parts to bia, two stages of bia. One is tchilas bia and one is sof bia. Tchilas bia is when the atara, which is sort of the fold around the head of the penis, which is formed from the mila, from folding back the skin, it's called hachnasas atara. When that enters the woman, that's considered chilas bia. It's also termed ha'ara'a, as in hey ayin resh aleph hey, as mikora he'era, it's ayin resh yod is the root. And that is the way we paskin. That is the definition of bia, of tchilas bia. Sof bia is when one has full penetration. For all purposes except for one, tchilas bia is considered bia. We say that ha'ara is like gemar bia. The only exception to that rule, I'm not going to explain why now, is shivcha harufa. There's a couple of psukim in Parshas Kedoshim. It's the Shivcha Harufa, I think, is discussed in Gemara Krasos, as it's mentioned in the Mishnah there and discussed there. Shivcha Harufa is either a half free woman, half freed, half slave, or maybe she's just a full slave, Shivcha Kananis, who's an Uresa Slev at Ivri, it's a Machlokas Atanayim. And if someone who's not the Eved, you know, who's she Mureses to, has Bia with her, so they're Chayiv to bring, she gets Malkos, and they're Chayiv to bring a special Asham called an Asham Shivcha Harufa. So there, the halacha is that only if you have gemar bia. But there is a machlokas about what is considered tchilas bia. So the gemara has another shita, which is called nishika. I don't know exactly. The Rishonim, I don't think, describe exactly. Maybe they do. I think nishika is when not the atara, but actually the tip of the penis makes contact inside the woman. So the gemara makes the following claim. The Gemara says, Rav Chista claims, that as soon as he's ma'are, he's pogam har, and he's no longer chayim misa. Now, the purpose is to save her from pegam. Once he already has done ha'ara, so at that point, he is a pata from misa. Now, it's too late. But mamona, he doesn't pay until gemar bia. That's the claim that he makes. So the Gemara says that only works, for whatever reason, I don't want to go into now, the Gemara says that only works if you hold, that distinction only works if you hold that tchilas bia is nishika, but if it's achrasas hatara, it doesn't work. Okay, so that was, but that was a proposal number one. And Alex, that's along the lines you have, which is the time of the knas is different than the time of the misa. The time of the misa is only to prevent her pagam. Once she's been nifgemes, so then the knas doesn't come until he destroys the basulim with gemar bia.
So those who hold by that distinction hold she is chayav in knas.
Would say that our Mishnah is even b'mefut, even ba'ones, even ba'ones. Yes, but you had the, in principle you had the right methodology. Yes, Daniel. Not if he breaks stuff at a stage where you can't kill him anymore. Let's say a Baba Machteris...
If he takes something and he breaks it, then...
So that's a big machlokas hamaran, if I'm not mistaken. If he leaves with something that is extant, does he have to return that object? Apostas says he does, and if he damages it later, if you hold that he has to return the object that is still extant, then if he damages it later, he's probably chayav to pay. Yes. So I mean, the Gemara had a comment here. Whether or not it's only when they're be'en or not be'en. And it makes no sense. If they're not be'en, if they're still be'en, it makes no sense that he should be potter. But that's a discussed in the sugya.
Okay. Wait, what if he breaks at the moment that he stops chasing her? Meaning, he runs, he's carrying, like a big pot that he wants to hit her with to knock her out and whatever, and he drops the thing when he stops, sort of a thing.
Well, is he no longer, when he drops it, is he no longer chasing her?
Yeah, I'm thinking like he stops.
Then he's not chayav misa at the time, that he's no longer in a state of chayav misa at the time he breaks it.
Stopping at the same time, he's stopping chasing, same time he breaks it.
Well, I think he stops first, and then the momentum carries the thing.
Okay, man.
Okay, unless you believe that he's got it tied to his forehead and he smashes it to the wall. But in which case, it probably wasn't an unintentional stopping, so maybe he's still chayav misa. I don't know. The alda of kuala rab yirmiya mi baby drasha. Okay, fine. Then the Gemara has another answer. The Gemara's other answer is that first he was ba'alea shalokadarka. Once he's ba'alea shalokadarka mati, so now she's already paguma. He's already pogame har for the purposes of redifa, and therefore the Gemara says if he's ba'al la kadarka, then at this point there's no pigam, so he's not chayiv misa, which raised some questions, but you're only chayiv kanas on the second act. The same thing, Alex. The same methodologically. The answer that I think is maybe best here is that, there are two more answers. One is she says, don't kill him, because I'm afraid he's going to kill me. And if the woman says, Hani Chasu, so it's a machlokas, the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you listen to her or not. The Chacham say, no, it doesn't matter. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If she says, leave him alone, then you don't kill him because you're afraid, we respect her wishes that she doesn't want, she's afraid of getting killed. And finally, there was another answer which was given, which was Abaye, who said, that's Yachal Atzilu Becha Mevar. The only time you say that someone is Chayav Misa for trying to kill someone or trying to rape an erva is when there's no other means of stopping them without killing them. But if you could cut off his arm or do something else to him where it's possible to stop him without killing him, then you're not allowed to kill him. And you're Chayav Misa. And who in Tanakh is it blamed for that? I don't know if any of you know the Kiddush Gemara. Who is eventually killed in revenge? And of course, Chazal discussed the issue whether he was really Chayav Misa or not. Who was that?
Yoav.
Avner. Avner. Yoav kills Avner. And the Tanya was that why did he kill Avner? Because Avner killed his brother Asael in war. Api Pshat, it's totally relevant. Asael was chasing Avner. He asked, he begged him, he said, you know, please go take someone else. Go, you know, take Echad Men Arim. And I think Kachas Chalit Susel, because how am I going to face your brother if I have to kill you? And Asael wouldn't stop. And finally, he killed him, you know, by stabbing him by Akeo Bachomesh.
Didn't he hit him with the non-bladed
part? That's what maybe, but at the end, he killed him anyway.
The general he could do whatever he wanted to kill him.
So anyway, and the claim of Yoav was that it was Yachal Atzilo Be'achad Me'evarav. Okay. Whatever. If you ask me, everybody said it's war. In war, you know, all's fair in love and war. Mati.
A little confused about the distinction between the knas and the pagam. Don't we say the pagam is like the devaluing of...
So there's an assumption, there's a big assumption here that I didn't think was so pashut, but I could be wrong, in that Terence, is that if a woman is already... Not, it sounds like if she's already had bia, she's already peguma, so it's odd. In other words, that's assuming, I assume that the din was pashut, that if someone is going to rape a woman who's not a psula, but she's an erva, that you kill him, you're allowed to kill him. It's not dafka, she was psula. But this sounds like, I'm not in the suya, this sounds like, no, only if she's completely a psula, where he's really, where he's now like totally changing her, totally violating her because she's, her status is now completely changing. So, not, it's not our issue, but I wanted you to be, you go ahead.
When we're talking about what he pays for
Pagam,
that is partially because he...
No. This is not, I said, this is not the Pagam of Boshas of Pagam. This is for purposes of Matzilin Osobanafsha. That once he's Pagma, then we're not saving her from the real shame anymore. She's already experienced the shame, and now it's just a little additional, we're not concerned about there's no Chiyamis anymore, but she's still a Basula with Basulin aspect, and therefore the Knas doesn't come yet. Zach?
What's the difference in
I'm sorry?
Why is it rodev of an erva chay misa at the time if he's only chay karis the erva? What would be the difference? What's the distinction? Why an erva is chay karis? I understand the erva is chay misa because we know how to kill someone who's about to be mechal shabbos.
So obviously the correct. So obviously the Mishnah assumes this is complicated. I don't want to get bogged down on this. That there's an element of saving the victim also.
So why would it be hit different by an erva on a regular one?
So, but there's also an element of chomer ha'avera. You matzil the rodef min ha'avera, believe it or not. Because if you think about it, the shita that says, the chachamim would say that if she says, leave him alone, I'm afraid he's going to kill me, that we ignore her, right? Clearly, the fact that we try to stop him is not only a concern for her pagam or her life. It's out of preventing him from violating the avera. Rashi reads the Mishnah, ve'elu shematzilin osan min ha'avera b'nafshan. So it's that you kind of have to learn that so again. Okay. Moshe.
Yeah, so why would we assume that the entire Mishnah is talking about Shelo Kedarka first and then Kedarka?
Because you're forced into a corner because you have a problem. It's not...
It's not ideal.
No, all we're saying is that the Mishnah in... Right, in Ksubos, has the only way you'd be chayiv is in a case where there's no rodev situation when he's in chayiv in the knas. And the defense of why the Mishnah would do that is the Mishnah wants to tell you, in theory at least, and remember, also also mafate, excuse me, would be in the Mishnah. Right. In other words, the Mishnah is relevant for mafate anyway. But you can even have a case of ones where the Mishnah is relevant.
Right, but it doesn't really make so much sense.
It's a far-fetched case, but the Mishnah is not distinguishing, and in theory, you have both.
Okay.
That's enough to get on to where Tosfos wants to go. Yes, Daniel. Okay. Alex?
The shita that says that we kill even if she says don't kill him, I don't think that has any to do with the fact that we just care about him as a rodef. It seems like the reason why we do that is because we're worried about her, meaning she might be under duress and therefore saying that, but in fact it's better for her in an objective way, and so we don't trust her.
That is possible, but given that when you learn the entirety of the sugya, you'll see that there is an element of saving him in Havera. So you could explain that piece either way. You could say it that we're deciding which is worse for her. That's what you're suggesting.
Right,
okay.
It's not much we have to the position.
Fine. Okay, so now let's come back and see what Tosus' problem is. So Rapapa says... Go ahead, Adir. So the Riva asked the question. Right? Where Papa who says our Mishnah must be a Mafuta case, because if it was Ones, there would be no Knas because of Kamle by the Rabbamin, eh? So this is Rapapa's Ukimta, right? There are like five Ukimtas in the Gemara. Rapapa's Ukimta is our Mishnah is Mafata. Right? Very nice, but it creates its own problems. Why? Go ahead. Were you reading on a Bakasha Lariva Lariva Avram Ravram?
Bakasha Lariva Avram Rapapa, the Moki Hachma Nitin, the Mafuta, the Perik Sor Ben Sorer, Tikshe.
By the way, you see what it says in the Masoras HaShas here? In Tosfos, what does it say? Sanhedrin? Yeah, and then
Bisham.
Why does it say Bisham? Some of you know this, but you should pay attention. Why does look at the other ones? He quotes a Gemara line later, two lines later. There's no Bisham. Why Bisham? Say it louder. It means there's a parallel Tosfos that you should look at. We're not going to deal with it. There's a very problematic line at the end of that Tosis. He asks Akasha, that Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out, makes no sense, which is missing from our Tosis. But when it says in Tosis, Visham, in the Mesos HaShas, it means that there's a parallel Tosis there. That means the parallel Tosis is on the bottom Ayin Gil on the base. But the Gemara that actually gives the Teretz is, I think it's Ayin Dalmanov also is Repup. Repup is right at the top, Ayin Dalmanov, yeah. Okay, so Tikshi, according to Repup, hey, the Hechi. So, Edehechi Matzi Lukume Hachi. How could you make an ukinta of Mefuta? Ha? Kedamrinan Begamara. Okay, so what is Tosis's question? Genius. What's the question? Spell it out. Explain it to everybody so anybody who didn't catch it will understand it. Yaakov.
If she got married and then got divorced, or if she did Kiddushin and then got divorced, then she is Motzi Mirshut Aviyah, and she herself gets the Knas.
Correct. You have to say, in the two of the Arayos, Eishes Achim and Eishes Achi Aviv, you have no choice but to say they were once married. You also have to say that they only had Erisin and they got divorced, because if they're still married, obviously, there's no knas because of Kamlei B'Derava, meaning they're Eishes Ish. And furthermore, if you say that it's Nisarsim and Nisgarsha, and you're talking about knas, whose shita do you hold like? Rabbi Akiva. And right now, we're assuming, like Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, what's the din by Nisarsim and Nisgarsha? Knasa la'atzma. There's no knasa la'atzma by Mafuta by definition, because if it's knas, at least so we think right now, because she's Mocheles. So the Mishnah, so in other words, if you want to say that our Mishnah, Abal Eishes Anis Arayos, has to be Mafuta, because otherwise become Le Ramune, but in the case of Eishes Achav and Eishes Achiviv, it can't be a case of Mafuta, because Knasa in those cases has to be La'atzma, because she was already married, and now is divorced, which means she gets the Knas. She doesn't get a Knas by Mafuta, at least so we think right now. There's no knas by Mefuta, and therefore, it has to be a case of ones. So you're stuck, Daniel.
I know this goes back to what Alex.
Yes.
Alex was saying. So it seems to be very clear that with the Gemara, with the Mishnah says Achopishen Behakare Eben and Yitzchak Beis Din. So doesn't that seem just very obvious that Kimli Mederabu Min just shouldn't apply here?
Well, you're right. It's clear there's no Kamalei B'Rabamine. The question Tosis, so Rapapa says the reason why there's no Kamalei B'Rabamine is because it's a Mefuta.
But then why would it even write out? It doesn't seem like it's specifying either case.
No, it's writing this in distinction with the next Mishnah, with the second half, where it says Habal Bito is Pater M'Nesha Mischayev B'Nafsho. So here the Mishnah says Afal Pishen B'Kares. Ain't by Mises Beisdin. Since there's no Mises Beisdin, there's no Kamalei B'Derabamine, and therefore you chayav to pay knas. But Rav Papa is saying, if it were Ones, there would be Mises Beisdin, not the road date Mises Beisdin, and there is Kamalei B'Derabamine there. So how do you have such a case? So Rav Papa says Mefuta. That's what Rav Papa says. Fine, but if you say the entire Mishnah is Mefuta at this Mishnah, then why should there be any knas by the Arayus of Eishes Achav and Eishes Achiv? Because that's a case where the Knas has to go to the girl, because it has to be a case, since she was Eishes Achav or Eishes Achiv, it has to be Nisarsim and Nisgarsha. By Nisarsim and Nisgarsha, Knas ala Atzma. By Mefuta, there is no Knas. So you're stuck one way or the other. If you choose any of the other four Okimtas in the Gemara, you're fine. Right? But Rav Papa is the one who you're stuck on. So now, Tosa says, V'chitema. Stop. So what shita is this? It's a shita we mentioned when we did the Mishnayos. There is a shita in the Mishnah in the Braisa that says Rabbi Kiva holds that. Remember, Rabbi Yossi Galili says Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha ein laknas. Rabbi Akiva says Yesh laknas, but who gets the knas? So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says Knasa leAtzma, but in the Braisa they quote Rabbi Akiva saying Knasa leAvia. In other words, there's no difference whether she once had Erisin or not. All that matters is whether she's an Arusa now or not. Ashelo Arusa. It's the way they want to read it. So the bottom line is that according to that Shita, even by Nisarsa Minisgarsha Knasa Lavia. So that, if you adopt that position, it works. Why does it work? Because you could say that the Mishnah is a case of Mefate. Ah, but by Nisarsa Minisgarsha you wanted to say Knasa La'atzim when she was Machla. No, by Nisarsa Minisgarsha Knasa Lavia, and her Machila doesn't work. So the entire Mishnah here in Dachav Tesam and Aleph is Mefuta. So that's what, if you want to say that, Tosa says, no, Imkain doesn't work. Why? Okay. This is a complicated, a line is not so hard, but you got to think about what Tosis is saying. Could someone explain this clearly? Shlayan.
Okay, so we know that the Sefer of the Mishnah says that Habal Bito is Patur, meaning that if you, Habal Bito, since he's Chayav Nisa, it's Kamal Gidram Mine anyway, so he gets, he would get killed, so he wouldn't have to pay a Knas. So, but if we say that...
You should have put one important word in there. A person whose Baal Bito is Patur because of Kamal Gidram Mine is what you said. There's a word missing that's crucial. You understand it probably, but you didn't say it. It's important.
Me Knas.
I know, but that's fine. There's something else missing. Only because of Kam Lebed the Rabba Mide. Were not for... I understand, but if you don't say that, you have it in your head, but not everybody necessarily got that.
So
you only are Chayim because of Kam Lebed... Potter because of Kam Lebed the Rabba Mide. If it were not for Kam Lebed the Rabba Mide, meaning if you were the kind of person who held the principle was irrelevant, or we're just going to put the principle aside for a moment, the father would be Chayiv for raping his daughter, if not for Kamle Bidrabamine. Now, before you even look any further, Chayiv to whom? To take it from his right pocket and put it into his left pocket? Daniel?
But this is the very wording that it says Kamle Bidrabamine. Why? Like, if they're going to use that conceptual understanding of why he doesn't need to pay a knas, does that imply that he, if that he would have owed his daughter money?
Yeah, well, no. He would have had to pay knas. But now I want to ask the question, to whom?
No, but can't we assume that it's like...
Yes, we can. You are correct. You are correct. That's exactly what Tosis is saying. So if the knas, if we can assume that he would have paid knas, and since it's obviously not to himself, it must go to his daughter, what is the scenario? What kind of a daughter is this? It can't be a daughter who's married because she won't be a basula anymore. And then got divorced, in which case, Knasa La'atzma, and the Mishnah is telling you that if he's Baal Bito, he's only potter because of Kam Lebed Rabbimine. Had it not been for Kam Lebed Rabbimine, he would have paid Knas, and he would have paid it to her because she was the Saras and the Skarsha. Which proves to you what? That our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, not Rabbi Akiva of the Brisa. And if you want to say, right, so that's what Tosu says, that tefakley, so if you want to say it's a case like Rabbi Akiva the Braisa, tefakley de knasa laviava, de laatzma tikshile de machla. If it's going to be mefute, right, it can't be a case of mefate, his daughter, because then she was mochelas. And if you hold like Rabbi Akiva the Braisa, it doesn't work because he wouldn't be chayiv in the knas anyway, because it would be taking it from his right pocket and putting it in his left pocket. And that's what I think Tosis means. This is one confusing part. If you want to say he holds like Rabbi Akiva de Braisa, then there's no knas to be paid because it goes to himself, even without Kamalei Rabinei. And if you want to say, yeah, it's like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, but you said the Mishnah has to be Mefuta, in which case Baal Bito would be Potter even without Kamalei Rabinei, because he was Mefatehar, and if he was Mefatehar, and the knas goes to her, she's Mochelas on the knas. Yes. Nigar? Okay, so that's why Tosa says it will not work. How does Rav Papa work throughout? So what are the possibilities here? So Tosa says, Umihu.
Umihu birushalmi mokila kishabala ad shalomates umates vodin ad shalobagra ubagra.
Ah, so you know what, you could have had a case where he would have had to pay her the kanas by mefate? In a case where he's mefate her before she becomes a bogeres, and then before anybody could do Hamada Bedin, before anything could happen, he dies or she becomes a Bogeris. In which case, the Knas, she wasn't, why couldn't she be Mocheles? Because at the time of the rape, the Knas went to her father, but now the Knas goes to her. It's a very, very problem. Tosus doesn't say it here, but Tosus in Sanhedrin asks such an obvious, that people understand what knows. The trick is, how do you get a case of Mefata where the girl is not Mocheles, but the father has to pay the Knas? Normally, either the Knas goes to her, she's Mocheles, or the Knas goes to her father, she doesn't have to pay anything. How do you get the best of both worlds? The answer is, he was Mefata her before she became a Bogeris, and then she became a Bogeris. So, her Mechila didn't work at the time of the Mefata, because the Knas went to her father. But once she turns to Bogeris, now the Knas goes to her, not to her father. Right? Had another person done that, raped her, or had another person seduced her, before she was a Bogeris, and then she became a Bogeris before the father came to Bidin, Knasa would be La.
Knasa what?
Knasa would be La Atzma. Because at the time, if I'm at the Bidin, she's a Bogeris, even though it was Mefata. Her Mechila didn't work because at the time of the Pitoy, the Knas went to her father. He was Nishayev in Knas, because she can't be Mocheles on that. And now that the father died, or she turned into Bogeris, now he has to pay Knas to her. But it's an absolute Pele. Mati?
I mean, I guess, how do you have, who's going to do the Hamad of the Din when it's Odin?
You said it better than Tosfos did. You said it better than Tosfos did. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says it well, Bistama, he's Pater from the time that he does it. You're saying, I think, better. It's like, what is Hashem, if in fact it happened while it was still going to go to the father, okay, meaning before she was at Bogeris. Right. If you assume like Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa, the Knasa Le'aviha, at the time of the rape, before she's a Bogeris, before, let's say he doesn't, let's say it's a Bogeris case. Right? So you're saying, what do you mean that, how does, that the Knas, at the, who is going to be Mam and Hubadin? You summon yourself to court? Tosa says it, I like the way you said it, but Tosa says it, Mistama, if the father is entitled to Knas, when he rapes his daughter, if he's entitled to that Knas, leave that case in the Mishnah moment. Then, as soon as he does it, he's Pater. Because there's no one to be Mom and anyone but Din. So, that's why the Yushami is a Pella. I'm sure there's a lot of Lumdus you could try to work out in this Yushami, but it's wild. The Yushami has to understand that in the abstract, he's Mefata his own daughter. So, right now, in theory, because she's not a Bogeres, and the Knas goes Lavia, which is La'atma, in theory, he's Mishayev Knas to himself, and that remains, it's not, we don't say immediately, Mati, that it's cancelled, and the accounts of Nazir and we're done. Instead, the abstract Chiyev to himself, and now, because she turns into Bogeres, now whatever Knas is paid as a result of this Ones, or Mefata, goes to her. But her Mechila didn't, because at the time of the Pitoy, she wasn't a Bar Mechila, because the Knas went to himself.
We're not
it's wild, what?
We're not talking about Narsa and Karsha.
No, we are talking about Nisaris of Niskarsha.
So, when she took Rabbi, are we going with Rabbi?
But like Rabbi Akiva the Braisa.
Why are we going with Rabbi Akiva the Braisa?
No, if you want, the only, because if you don't like go like Rabbi Akiva the Braisa, then our Mishnah doesn't work. Eisha Sachem and Eisha Sachiyav. Right? Knasa Lami. Knasa is La'atzma.
Right.
And she's the Mefuta and she's Mocheles. Why would there be Knasa in our Mishnah? If the Mishnah is a case of Ones, then your Patrikas will come like Rabbi Neiv Rodef. If the Mishnah is the case like what Papa says in Mefuta, so she's Mocheles, because it has to be Nisaris of Niskarsha. So if you held like Rabbi Akiva the Braisa, that even my Nisaris of Niskarsha Knasa Le'aviha, so then that would solve the problem here, but it won't solve the problem, because here it's not Avi Arabiyar, it's Eishes Achim, it's Eishes Achiyaviv. But in Lamed Vav, it's the Av who raped his daughter, and he's only Pater because of Kamalei B'der Avim Yinei. So that's where the problem. You know, you can Houdini your way out of this by making Rabbi Akiva the Braisa, but you can't make the Mishnah Lamed Vavam and Beis the Rabbi Akiva the Braisa. And so it won't work out. Rapapa is up a creek without a paddle. Yes, man.
If the father is Mefata his veto, then why don't we say just like for herself, you know, to be Daita Abda, why can't we say to be Daito Abda, and therefore he basically forfeits his command?
I'm happy to say it that way. That's another way of saying what Mati said. It's like the Yushalmi is a Pella. How do you explain the Yushalmi? Okay. Anyway, Satosis here lets that go. But now he has another comment. Ulamai, And so that's one way of solving the problem. It's a little wackadoodles, right? I don't know, like how do you say with a straight face that he's mischayiv to himself, but it doesn't automatically cancel. The knas is omeid until he does what, Mati? Until he summons himself to court and we determine that he owes himself $100 and we make him pay? And then he died, but he dies before that happens. She's nisbagra before that happens, so he's got to pay her the knas. Yes?
When he owes himself money, regardless of what happens 10 seconds later or not, maybe she'll get the money because of his inheritance, but at the time that he owes himself the money, why does it even matter what happens 10 years from now?
Correct. That's the whole point. It should automatically cancel. That's what Tosa says in Sanhedrin. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. This approach to Yerushalmi makes absolutely no sense. Mati?
Is it a possibility that he actually has to go to court and then himself in some sense?
The Gemara has an expression dismissing that kind. Where is the Gemara? The Gemara has an I know where it is. It's in the end of this Masechta. I don't have such bekias. I did prepare at the end of the summer, the 13th parak. So, the Gemara is an expression. What is the Gemara's expression? If two guys owe each other money, they each owe each other $100, we don't have them come to court and judge both their cases. We just say the two cancel each other out. Right? There's no point in having, it's a waste of time. That's what I think. Kufches Amar Aleph. It's a funny Mishnah. It's a very interesting Mishnah, actually. Not Kufches. It's on, I just saw it. I just read it to you. Kuf Yud Amar Aleph. We say, normally the way you do it is you say, Ze omei b'shelo, v'ze omei b'shelo. So here, that's the father. He's both sides. Yes, you can imagine. He calls him up as the defendant, you call him up as the tovea. It's ridiculous. Is that?
I guess it's kind of weird that horse, but even, especially according to Shimon, who holds it, it's not a more of a din, it's until he actually pays the knas. Then if he dies before he pays.
Oh, you're going to make me dizzy here.
It
wouldn't even work. It'd have to be, right? But he could never pay here. Right? By definition, it would always be. If not for coming every day, she would always eventually get it because eventually she reached progress and he won't have paid yet. Right. Yeah. Okay. That's sharp. Fine. So, Tosus has a different approach which actually solves the problem better, but he's not sure. Well, two approaches. One is really funny. I'll finish here. Thank you. Lamaida Amar Biushami, the Mafuta in a Pata and the Mibosha Subkam, our Knas any Yechol Limcha Asi Shapir. If you say, in fact, that the Yushami claims that Machinla by Mafuta only works by the Mibosha Subkam, by Mamanos, by Knas is an Onesh, the Torah's Mechaivin to pay her, Machinla doesn't help. Umihu, that doesn't work, however, b'shasti dan, because according to the Bavli, mashma de'en la afilu knas, demoke ha de'elu en alokan l'kam gemara, b'yisom mafuta she'en la knas. The only way the Gemara in the sugi of Kamei Rabbi Minei, to make it work for Reish Lakish, for the third Amora. You don't know the sugi yet. Most of you don't know the sugi yet. But in order for the Gemara to come up a case where there's no chiyav mamon whatsoever, they said, so that you could get Malkos, because Eino the Maloka Mishalim, the Gemara had to come up with a case where it's Yisoma Umafuta, and in that case, he pays no money, because if he paid any money, he wouldn't get Malkos, which means there's no Knas. Tosos in Sanhedrin, if not mistaken, has another funny Ukimta along the lines. Tosos suggests maybe Rapapa holds like that day in the Yushalmi. Tosos, here it says it's Machlokas in the Yushalmi, but I think Tosos has another funny suggestion. You've got to love this one. Tosos says that maybe it's a case. I thought it was here. It's not. Where did I see this Teretz? Is it here? And we just skipped over it. It was a case where she says b'feirush she's not mochelas on the knas. He's mafatahar. It's very romantic. So she says, you know, okay, I'm not mochelas on the knas. What?
Is that
mafata
then? If she realizes that he's like,
I don't know what to do with that. I didn't make that up. Unless I misread the Tosus, I thought that was the Teretz. Ena yechol alimcha. Well, it is mafata is consent. I thought it wasn't one of the Tosus. Maybe I imagine that teretz. Okay, so that won't count. Now, I could not have made that up. Somebody says this, but I don't know where it is. Okay. I don't know. I don't remember looking at anything besides these two toasters him. I must have imagined it. Or it's well encountered somewhere. Okay, fine. So that's what in the end Tosus is forced. Rapapashita is very difficult because if you're gonna argue that there's a Kamlai by the Rabbani here of Rodev, so then you're forced to say the Mishnah is Mafuta and it's not gonna work terribly well with the rest of the Mishnah. Okay, fine. Okay, we'll stop with this.